occasionally in the administration of Hong Kong visa application, the correspondence that the immigration department enter into with an applicant can get lost for any given reason, as we've seen in this particular instance, because of a fax machine having been turned off. The immigration department have not been able to completely prosecute the normal consideration exercises for this particular visa application. And so, to the great shock of the applicant, the immigration department notified them via the internet that his case had been refused. Now, in these circumstances, as we've been able to see, you can go back to the immigration officer, express your surprise, and they can determine to do one of two things. They can either indicate to you that the case is fully closed, that file reference number is now dead, and that you need to submit your application papers one more time, and then restart the process all over again. On the other hand, depending on where the officer is in closing the file officially on the Immigration Department system, he could effectively pick up the pace again on the application, and as we've seen in this instance, once again put the correspondence into the applicant and his sponsor for them to provide the information that's required that was effectively missing that led to the initial refusal as a result of a lack of prosecution on the application. So effectively what's gone on now is that it would appear the officer has maintained the original file and has not closed it, and has given you an opportunity to respond to the original correspondence. And in terms of the request for information, it would appear that the original request for information has been promulgated to you. And because they do have an instance on file that shows that the file was closed for want of prosecution on the part of the applicant, the officer will need to be able to tick the box to explain why he's allowed the application to continue on even after it was officially closed. To that end, that's exactly why the letter about the fax problem has been needed. So in terms of what your situation is now, effectively you're in the second submission stage of the application, and usually within 4 weeks of the submission of the second set of information, you should get the application outcome. It may well be that as a result of the second submission, further requests for additional better particulars will be raised, and you may get a third request for information, whereupon once that third request has been satisfied, if any indeed, you will go into the 4 week zone. So the 4 week zone effectively commences when the officer believes that he has all the information on file to be able to give due consideration to the application. But having said that, given that you have had an instance of the file being closed for want of prosecution, you may find that the immigration officer, in order to maintain his internal performance pledges and his targets, will finalise application in double quick time. So basically you're back into a watching and waiting pattern, but it would appear that as a result of this officer agreeing to continue the processing on the original file reference number, you're not going to lose too much time, too much further time as a result of what's gone on previously.